Today we're going to talk about the three worst concept cars ever made. Now, there are a lot of concept cars that are really unique looking and not in a good way. And it seems like city cars are the ones that people are just trying to be as crazy as possible and come up with the most oddball solution. I mean, think about some of these small, basic economy cars that are out there. Say like the Hyundai Venue. It's really not an attractive vehicle, but it's quirky, it's weird, it serves a basic function. Look at all of Scion's lineup with the XB. Something that's odd looking and serves a very basic transportation need, where functionality comes before looks. But some companies just take this way too far, and the first one on our list is the Fiat Eco Basic. This debuted in 1999 at the Bologna Motor Show, and has a very unique look in that the windows are all different sizes and shapes and patterns. The front grille was transparent and featured access to, like, the coolant reservoir. Now, this was a five-door hatchback powered by a 1.2-liter diesel motor, and they did actually make 10 of these. Someone somehow finally got the courage after they made 10 of them to say, whoa.
Okay, hold up.
Do we think this is a good idea? And the answer is no. It was a terrible idea, even though it had a great 0.28 drag coefficient, and the structure materials were all recyclable. This thing looked like a weird party in the back, and an old person in the front who wants to show you their gadgets. This next one was a non-moving exercise, so basically it was just a style concept, and that is the Alfa Romeo Sportute. Sportet? Something like that. It was designed by Bertone, who usually has a great eye, and was based on the Alfa 145 platform. This was shown in 1997 at the Geneva Motor Show, and is basically a four-door SUV based on a sedan, and honestly was ahead of its time in terms of conceptual idea, but the execution was brutal. It was going to be powered by a 2-liter twin spark inline 4 with a 5-speed manual transmission, which would have made it more interesting, but I often feel like some of these concept car designers design certain sections of the vehicle. Jim, you take the front. Roger, you take the back. Sarah, you take the middle. And in 2 weeks, we'll just smash them all together and see what we come up with. And what has to go down as the worst concept car of modern history is the Infiniti Carrazza. Not even sure if I'm saying that right, but it debuted at the 2005 International Auto Show in Detroit and was a three-row vehicle meant to have no practicality. You heard that right. They wanted this to be a living room on wheels that you could take your friends out to a nice dinner without the need of cup holders, without the need of screens. You've got nice, elegant wood floors, weird third rear doors to get easier access to the back row. Again, I feel like the designers were all different for all the different sections of the vehicle. The only cohesive part is on the side profile. It looks like there's kind of a little frowny face as a character line. This thing is so odd looking that you don't even notice that these had 23-inch wheels on the concept, which for 2005 was huge. Ludacris was still rolling on dubs at that point in time. What do you think of this list? What did I miss? And if you made it this far, thanks for watching. Check out some of my other videos, and I'll see you on the next one.